Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey guys, my name is Alicia.
My name is Gonzo.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, we're going to have a super fun 2-hour show.
2 full hours. I'm so excited for this. We were just saying we haven't done this since freshman fall.
Yeah, because my freshman fall... Did you have a show then?
No.
Okay.
No, you guys gave me the itch.
Oh my gosh, because that was still when I was doing GORP FM with our friend, Sophia. And because it was our first semester doing radio, we had a very bad scheduling, like, time. It could have been a lot worse, but we essentially begged to get... 8 a.m. on Sunday, because, you know, we were both on the crew team. It was the only time that we could do, and yeah, it was right after our first formal, and Sophie and I were like, okay, we need someone else on the show to hold us accountable, because if not, then we're just going to put it on the sub list, and then, you know, we'll miss a valuable, like, radio show.
A valuable hour, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. Was I really tired? Yeah. But we made it through.
We made it through. It was
great. That's all that matters.
And that was my first time on the air, and now we're here. It's been,
I know.
It's been like, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Ah.
And we just randomly had back-to-back shows. I mean, so, like, thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Jack.
Yes.
Like, thank you, everybody. This was great.
Those are the scheduling people on the e-board. So,
good
anyways. Eggs. Yeah, the best. Yeah. Do we want to get into the music? Do we want to chat first?
Let's get into some music.
Okay.
I love music.
I'm going to do some Vampire Weekend. I've been really into their new songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, I mean, we talked about this earlier in the week, mm-hmm. Gonzo and I, because we were like, what kind of, like, vibe should we have for the show? And I was thinking, like, spring, because it's so warm. And whenever I think, like, spring, summer music, I think of Vampire Weekend's first two albums.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Spring, summer, it goes back to, like, Walcott.
Yeah.
And
that and I, for the past, like...
All right, talk to us.
I was just listening to Contra on, like, that whole album,
yeah,
all the
yeah.
way through. I was, like, sitting in the library, and I was like, I kind of need to write. Let me put something on. And it was that all the way through multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really into this one song called California English, and I was playing it in the car with my friend, and she was like, I don't really like this.
It's weird music, but I love it.
What if we started with California English?
I would appreciate that.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
California English is great. Great song.
It really, really is. All right, you guys. A little change of plans. Here's California English by Vampire Weekend. Wouldn't have gagged you with spoon, my own nature love. Never really heard you speak the way it's unworthy of. Funny how the little college girl school language grew up. Funny how the other private schools had no hopper club. Someone took a trip before you came to ski in the Alps. Father moved across the country just to some bunny scout. Contradict what I say. Living like a French Canadian, but we'll die in L.A. Passing from a disconnected light switch through the condo that they never finish. Pass across the side of that light dish through your brain to California English. No one sits inside a freezing flat that stays there to me. Through a stack of 80s as to serve the UK. Wait to win the wind to get your face in jail and your hair. Shivering little unshoes, but don't seem to care. She don't care how the sweets taste. Fake Philly cheesesteak, but you use real toothpaste. Cause if that dimes don't work, if it just makes you worse, would you lose all of your faith in the good? And if it's all a curse, we're just getting worse. Baby, please don't lose your faith in the good. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That one was I Think I'm in Love by Beck. I've been really into Beck recently. We were talking about other like warm weather music, and I think Beck is another great example of that. Also, I think my Spotify has just been recommending so much of his stuff to me, so I've just, because of that, I've been listening to so much.
Yeah, it just
happens. I'm not mad about it, you know? Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not in the slightest.
Not in the slightest.
And you said that was, you know, you're not a big Beck person. Like, what was your thoughts and feelings on that song? not to put you on the spot like
not
that.
Not to put me on the spot, but, like, I liked it.
I'm
always down, like, I think when I listen to new music, it takes me, like, at least two listens of, like, concentrated listening for me to be, like, I'm into this song.
Yeah.
Or, like, no, like, not my thing.
Yeah.
Which is terrible for my Discover Weekly, because what I end up doing is I listen to it once, and I'm like, yeah, I love this song. I put it on my liked songs, and then I completely forget about it.
My liked songs, like, that's a black hole.
Oh,
like,
No.
I'm not, like, going through being like, oh, like, let me put this one on my queue and this one on shuffle. Like, I can't do that.
Sometimes I will put my liked songs on shuffle.
That's insane.
And it's crazy. It's so good, because it goes from, like, indie soft boy stuff to like My Chemical Romance, like that, and it's so good.
Before you said that, I was gonna be like, you know what, like, I know someone who does that, and isn't that just the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I love doing it. It's me.
It'll go from like Brockhampton to Alex G.
Yeah, like literally, like it's so fun. But every once in a while I'll hit shuffle on my like songs, and the song will pop up that's like more my like recent music taste. Mm-hmm. Like I forget about the songs that I liked like, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But my more, it like sounds like my more recent music taste, and I'm like, I've literally never heard this song ever before, ever. Why is it in my like songs? And then I look at it and I'm like, oh, this was on my Discover Weekly like 3 weeks ago, and I just completely forgot about it.
That's so funny. I feel like I need to get back into my Discover Weekly, because I've really just been finding new music through like my, you know, release radar, but also my day list. I love my day list. Can we do like a day list reveal?
Yeah,
like
what's
yours right now?
Mine right now. Ooh, this is a good question. What's my day list? Mine's a classic. Happy Indie Garage Band Friday Afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's giving me...
Mine's Happy Folk Mountain Friday Afternoon.
Oh, wow. I bet you we have so much overlap right now.
Yeah. I like... My favorites are like... I'll get like Alien Futuristic Escape Room. Like, what does escape room mean?
But
it's like a lot of like Charlie XCX and Caroline Polachek.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't, if I were to be in an escape room.
Escape room, what am I listening? Hold on. I've taken a few photos of like ones that I've found really funny.
Oh, me too.
Current favorite right now is Delulu Rider Saturday Evening. And it's,
wait, no way it said Delulu.
It literally says Delulu Rider Saturday Evening. And when I tell you the top four songs are Foolish One by Taylor Swift, I Know It Won't Work by Gracie Abrams, Making the Bed by Olivia Rodrigo, and The Alcott by The National and Taylor Swift. Like, oh my God. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. A few of my favorites. Alien Futuristic Tuesday Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Scream Soul Crushing Friday Afternoon.
Yep.
Golden Hour Rollerblading Monday Afternoon.
Okay, rollerblading is a great aesthetic.
That's yeah. let's see what else. Oh, we also had, this is my favorite personally, Ballet Beautiful Thursday Afternoon. Because mm-hmm. one thing about me, I love listening to like a classical music soundtrack.
Okay, yeah.
When I'm studying, that are like jazz. Just like jazz music. But it's, you know what, everyone's saying like, oh, ballet core this, ballet core that, but like, do you have a ballet themed
day list?
No, you're a fake fan.
Fake fan, check yourself.
Yeah.
quick thing, my sister who's listening right now has sent in her current day list.
Let's hear it.
Teen Angst Punkish Friday Afternoon.
Oh wow.
Like, yeah, this is it has OK Go. The
okay,
Killers,
that's a good one.
The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
I love that song.
Banger of a song.
That reminds me, a couple weeks ago, I did a show that was like inspired by music that I would hear on the radio when I was like, you know, getting driven to middle school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that feels very that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw in some of that kind of music towards the end.
Oh, that's like early like songs for me. Let me go.
We have so much time to fill.
We have so much time.
All right. Okay. Next song.
Next song.
Let's do it. Okay. Up next, we have West Coast by Coconut Records.
Woo.
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. Now we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. No, no. And I miss you. I'm going back home to the West Coast. I wish you would have put yourself in my suit. Before and had my share, it didn't lead nowhere.
All right, you guys, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
So that one was Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John. And then before that, we had West Coast.
It's just John.
I just realized that when I was putting it in the Spinatron, I was like, okay, Peter, Bjorn, and John. What's his name? Oh, there is no name.
No name, just John.
No name.
No name, just John.
Yeah. Gonzo, I think you have something kind of important that you want to tell us about.
I actually have such a wonderful, wonderful thing to say to the masses. Are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, already dried by the way, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. That's some really important stuff there.
It's some really important stuff. Yeah. I'm going to point out this raisins thing again. Raisins are, by definition, like a raisin is a dried grape. I feel like in the list of like if you're listening, like a dried raisin isn't a thing. It's just a raisin.
Did you add in the
Yes, I did. I was reading it and I was like, that's I'm mad about this. Like a this is the hill I'll die on today. This is the hill.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow. One of my friends, Lucy Howell. Shout out,
Lucy.
Is listening, and she's craving some raisins.
Raisins, great.
Really?
Oh, I love raisins. However, yogurt-covered raisins, that stuff is immaculate.
Yeah.
Top tier snack.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I won't do like a regular raisin, but I'll do yogurt-covered. Because regular raisins, hit or miss. Like, sometimes they're good, but then sometimes you get one that's like really weird and sour crunchy. No.
Ooh, crunchy?
Not for me. But like yogurt-covered raisins, like I feel like there's a higher like vetting process. Mm.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, craisins.
Yum.
So good. So good. And like Ocean Spray does like the different flavored craisins.
Yes!
Like, yeah, thank you. Like, that's all, like literally, when I go backpacking, that's all I want. I just want a little bag of pomegranate flavored
craisins. Yes, I want some like genetically modified, like cranberry. I know some chemical engineer went crazy on that.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be me. Please, me.
I remember. This is so random, but I remember like, I think when we first met, we were talking about our majors and stuff. You're like, oh, I'm doing chemical engineering. Like, wouldn't it be so cool if I worked at like a beauty company or something so I can get like products and stuff for all my sisters?
I'm so happy that you said that.
But but no, it's changed. Sorry.
It's changed. Sorry,
you guys, Gonzo's
getting,
sister.
You guys are getting craisins and cranberry juice. That's it. That's all you get for the rest
of the time.
You can
stay in Massachusetts. Work at Ocean Spray.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You can walk into the cranberry bog.
What if I worked at like Tropicana or something? Then I could get orange juice. Orange and apple juice. But no craisins.
guys, where should Gonzo work?
Where should I work?
the job opportunities are flowing.
Let's get existential with
it. Yeah.
Yeah, craisins. Good stuff.
Craisins. Speaking of craisins, here is Buzz Me In by Remy Wolf.
Yes.
My tears taste like you. Taste just like salt and wine. Like wasted time. We can dance around. Tell me pigs can fly. Say you'll always be mine. Say you ain't like those other guys. I'm at the game, but you buzz me in, buzz me right. I keep on going to your place. I keep on coming for you, babe. I'm coming for you. I'm at the game, but you buzz me in, buzz me right. We never had a lot coming for you, babe. I'm coming for you.
I can't help but pull the earth around me to make my bed. And all my love remind me, what was it that I did? Did I drink too much? Am I losing touch? Did I build a ship to wreck? To wreck? To wreck? To wreck? Did I build this ship to wreck? To wreck? To wreck? To wreck? Did I build this ship to wreck?
All right, welcome back. So that one was Ship to Wreck by Florence and the Machine. Before that one, we had Falling for You by Johnny Stanback, and then Buzz Me In by Remy Wolf, a classic.
Classic.
We were talking about how we went to her concert last year.
Was that last year? I thought that was freshman
I lied. It was freshman year.
I think it was freshman. We went to Remy Wolf together, and then the people who do, oh my god, why am I, Somersault.
Yeah.
We went to Somersault together.
I was going to say Flip Turn, but I was like, that's not right.
No.
It was,
yeah,
Somersault.
We went to
that was a weird concert,
it was
too.
It was a weird concert. It was at like the Crystal Ballroom in Davis, like mini, mini venue.
But also like one of the openers left halfway through.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I also remember being just really sleepy the whole time.
Oh my god, I was so sleepy. I 2K'd the Damned in that also.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
I also fully showed a plate to that practice. I slept through my alarm.
I can't imagine the panic that you must have felt.
I was so panicked, and I did so poorly on that 2K.
Oops.
Oops. I was only like 20 seconds off my PR. It's okay. I PR'd for like realsies the next 2K like a month later, but that was the worst 2K I've ever pulled in my life.
Something about the concert,
Something about the concert. That concert like actually like brain chemistry'd me. Like
brain chemistry?
Yeah. Hearing oh my god, One Last Time by Summoning Salt. No, totally different vibes. By Somersault, One Last Time. That song is like it's one of those songs that like builds up to like one point where they're like, ah! And mm-hmm. you know
I do.
And then it's just so good. It's just so good. And I was very like, you asked me to go to that like very last minute.
Yeah, because I was gonna go with one of my other friends, but I think they had an exam the next day, so they were like, I need to study, I need to, you know, no, prioritize my sleep. And you had a different type of exam.
A different type of exam. Did not prioritize my sleep.
And thank you for that.
It was so great. We'll do it again. Actually, I have a song by one of the people that opened. Not the one that left halfway through.
Really?
But
oh,
Kate
I remember
Stevenson.
Really liking her.
Kate Stevenson. Yeah, she just released the song Arizona. If we want to play, if that could be a smooth little transition.
I think we should definitely listen to Arizona by Kate Stevenson.
It's great. It's great. All right. It's a great song.
Here it is.
Here it is. Boom.
Incidentally, not consequentially, completely independently, I don't want me anymore. I tried to warn you to
I will go where I'm needed.
Right, so that one was Arizona by Katie Stevenson. I really like that song.
That was great.
I was a little unsure about it at first, but then it picked up and I was really into it.
It's the they get you in the first half, for sure, right?
Yeah. Now I want to go back and listen to her other music, because I remember when she was opening, I was thinking, oh, she's very good.
She's good. She's got her song that I knew before we went. Mm-hmm. Is this song called Second Option, and oh my god, if you need to cry, please listen to that song. If you don't need to cry, like, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. It'll get you in your feels.
Okay.
But her recent releases have been really good, and she's releasing an album soon.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm waiting for that.
How exciting.
Waiting for that. We're taking a pause because we were having a chat about getting nerdy with it with music. And
and it's time to get nerdy with it on air.
It's time to get nerdy with it on air. My question for Alicia that I stopped myself from asking is, like, we were talking about intro songs for albums and, like, intro and outro songs, and when, like, artists do, like, something funky with it.
Yeah.
You know, let them know what's up and, like, have a conceptual album. Mm-hmm. What have been your, like, top three, like, conceptual albums? Like, what makes you, like, tick about, like, what about them, like, makes you, like, yes, this is, like, so good?
Let me think. One album that comes to mind is Alabama Shakes. I forget. What is the name of the album?
Is it Sound and Color?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Ugh.
You know it.
Wait, does that open with Sound and Color?
Yes, it does.
Oh my god, what a song.
Sound and Color into Don't Want to Fight.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I remember, so this is a silly story about that one. When I got my first tattoo, it was a very large tattoo, which was very brave of me. Maybe a little stupid, but whatever. So it was like going to be a long session. And I was talking to the artist when he was, you know, cause he was like freehand drawing the bleeding heart, whatever.
Right.
And I was saying that, like, you know, oh, I have a radio show. And he's like, you know what? I always have so much trouble finding new music. Like, can you give me like 4 albums? And then, you know, we can just play that for like the time that you're here. And Sound and Color was one of them. I remember I also did,
Hit me with them.
I'm like forgetting the other two, but I remember one of them was Women in Music Part 3 by Haim.
Wow, great, great option. I'm about to get a text from my sister being like so happy that you said that. Like, so.
I feel like we've had this conversation before, because one time, like, I made a joke like, oh yeah, like, I'm the 4th Haim sister, and you were like, no, actually my sister is.
You could be number 5 for sure. Like, this is something that, like, This is something that we've discussed at length.
And yeah. Okay, let me...
That's so funny.
Moving on to album number two.
Yeah.
We're doing Assume Form by James Blake. Are you familiar with James Blake?
No, I'm not.
But the thing is, yes, you are.
Oh, I probably...
Because he produces so much stuff. Like, if you've ever listened to, like, the first, you know, Black Panther soundtrack, he produced that.
Yeah.
He produces a bunch of stuff for, like, you know, Travis Scott. Basically, like, all your favorite rappers have been produced by James Blake. And Assume Form is just such a beautiful, like, love album. It's, he is married to, I forget her real name, but she's one of the women from The Good Place, which I love that show.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Well, okay. Anyways, we can talk about that later. But... Yeah, he just finds, like, so many new ways to say, I love you. And I talked about this a lot when I was, like, hunting on the sub list on Valentine's Day. Because I was like, I really want to have a show and I want to, you know, play all my favorite love songs. He has this song called I'll Come To. And it's him being like, you know what? Like, we're in England right now. Like, I'll move across the world to California to go be with you. I'll, like, make all these... like emotional changes and like grow so much that I can come with you. Like, it's so beautiful. I'm going through like my, you know, saved albums on Spotify right now. Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple. So good. So good. I don't even know what to say about that one.
Well, I don't know anything about it, so you could say literally whatever, and I'd be like, whoa.
I think, you know what?
Do we need,
can I play a song?
No, you can't play a song.
No, I can't play a song.
Your radio show.
Our radio show.
Nebulous 2-hour radio show.
It's, Indie Crayon, it's...
Trash Crayon.
What do we say? Trash Crayon. How do you say it?
So I say crayon.
Okay.
But when I say the show, like, you're listening to, is it Crayon or Crayon?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's your answer? Is it Crayon or Crayon?
Crayon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you're missing a syllable. Like, this is my argument. I think you're missing a syllable if you say crayon. Like, you're,
crayon.
That's, crayon is one syllable. Crayon has two syllables written out in the... Point is...
Anyways,
I digress. I digress.
Okay, so we're going to listen to the opening track off of Fetch the Bolt Cutters. And then I'm going to put you on the spot after this.
Yeah,
you're
going
to give me like a reaction to it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right.
Will do some intense listening.
Here is I Want You to Love Me by Fiona Apple.
Somebody to to use it. Blast the music, bang it, bite it, bruise it. Whenever you want to begin, begin. We don't have to go back to where we've been. I am the woman who wants you to win, and I've been waiting, waiting for you.
Okay, thoughts.
Yeah, thoughts.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, first and foremost, the ending of that song threw me off for sure. But
Yeah.
I was telling you this off air, but she sounds just like to me, like I was the whole time I was like, she sounds like somebody I listen to. She sounds like somebody I listen to. And my thought was KT Turnstall, like thinking of like Suddenly I See. And I don't know why I thought of that, but like that's the kind of vibes I got.
Mm-hmm.
I like the song.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of vocal control to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very impressive. Quite the intro to an album.
Yeah,
yeah. Like that's one way to start it off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you asked for four albums. That's all I have right now.
Right, that's all you got. That's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's just vibes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, okay. I think another album that I have been really liking. Recently.
Talk to me.
Let's see. I've been listening to a lot of Jungle. Do you know them? Do you remember that song that was like back on 74 all over TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok.
What? That's really healthy for your brain.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
No, it's okay. YouTube Shorts gets me.
Oh my God.
It's actually like I'm not even Instagram reels.
No,
AC, you have to understand me. I'm so far behind on trends because things have to go from TikTok to Instagram Shorts, and then to Instagram Reels, and then to YouTube Shorts to get to me.
Guys, my jaw is on the floor right now.
Like this guy, like people, this is like my this is my red flag right here. Actually, YouTube Shorts has me so good. Anyways, I'm behind on trends. I was like the golden hour / this is what space sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm getting some of those right now. So which I know is like so far behind, like wildly.
I had to really think back, like when was that?
Yeah, like a long time ago. So so I'm not up on trends. But tell me about Jungle.
They're like just really good like dance music.
Oh wait, are these the people that do 3 a.m.?
No. That's Haim. Here, you can search it up.
Actually, funny story about Jungle. I know what song I'm thinking about. One of my trainees on their like 15 minutes of like hanging out with the board, mm-hmm, played a jungle song that I added to my light songs.
No way.
And then proceeded to not listen to it again.
I was gonna ask which one was it, but
I think it's California.
Oh, that one. You know what, maybe we'll play a song by them next so we can really dive into it.
Have you ever heard the song Jungle by Tash Sultana?
No.
Okay, because that's all I think